USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. An FBI report that includes allegations of bribery against President Biden and his son Hunter is now public. Republican Senator Chuck Grassley released the report Thursday. It includes detailed accounts of conversations between executives at Burisma Holdings and a source for the FBI. The source claims executives at the Ukrainian energy firm paid the Bidens in order to provide political cover for an ongoing investigation into the company and its owner during Joe Biden's time as vice president. Hunter Biden had worked for the firm as a director since 2014. The FBI form of the allegation is used to collect unverified information from confidential sources. The president has denied the allegations. Democrats leading the Senate Judiciary Committee are advancing a Supreme Court ethics bill. Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Dick Durbin says Supreme Court justices must follow a certain code.
They are the most powerful judges in America, and yet they are not required to follow even the most basic ethical standards.
The bill would set up a code of conduct, tighten financial disclosures, and strengthen recusal requirements for justices. Republican critics of the bill say it is unconstitutional. A group of Texas women who were denied an abortion despite potentially life-threatening medical complications are suing the state. Austin Dennard of Dallas was forced to go to a different state to end her pregnancy, which was unviable.
I felt like my pregnancy was not my own.
The lawsuit questions the emergency exemption in the state's abortion ban. The women claim it's contradictory and confusing. They're asking for the ban to be put on hold while it's clarified for doctors. The trial of actor Kevin Spacey is now in the hands of the jury. Closing arguments were made Thursday in the four-week trial in a London courtroom. This is USA News.
The roar of our engines, the pump of our heartbeats, the pedal to our metal, the sparks that ignite us, the pistons that push us, the passions that drive us. From the feelings that move us to the places that pull us on the roads that unite us. With nearly 6,000 stores and over 17,000 auto care centers, NAPA has America's largest network of parts and care, here to keep you firing on all cylinders.
You know that Big Bargain detergent jug is 85% water, right?
85% water? I thought I was getting a better deal because it's so big.
If you want a better clean, Tide Pods are only 12% water. The rest is pure, concentrated cleaning ingredients.
Oh, pass me the intercom thing.
Attention shoppers! If you want a real deal, try Tide Pods.
Don't pay for water. Pay for clean. If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Pods.
Water content based on the leading bargain liquid detergent.
The White House still trying to determine the whereabouts of an American soldier who crossed into North Korea.
The White House remains in close contact with DOD, with the Department of State, with the UN, with South Korean partners to ascertain the whereabouts and the well-being of Private King.
Deputy Press Secretary Olivia Dalton told reporters on Thursday the administration's working to figure out what happened to Private Travis King. King was facing disciplinary action after he got in a fight and was being sent home. Former Secretary of State Henry Kissinger met Chinese President Xi Jinping during a private trip to Beijing this week. Andrew Wood says the Chinese president told Kissinger that he will never forget an old friend.
Henry Kissinger visited secretly in 1971, and his negotiations, his talks, his contacts paved the way for the historic visit in 1972 of President Richard Nixon, the first American president to visit the People's Republic of China. It is a bit of a snub, perhaps, for John Kerry. He spoke to the Premier of China, he spoke to the Vice President of China, but he never got to speak to President Xi Jinping.
Lawmakers on Capitol Hill are becoming increasingly interested in UFOs. The House Oversight Committee will hold a hearing on unidentified aerial phenomena next week. The lawmakers say will be focused on transparency. Tennessee Republican Tim Burkett said the lack of information from the government on this topic has eroded public trust. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
With no fees or minimums and no overdraft fees, banking with Capital One is the easiest decision in the history of decisions. Kind of like choosing Derek Jeter as the pinch hitter for your baseball team.
Jeter, you're in. We need a home run.
I'll give it a try. I've swung a bat once or twice.
That's out of here.
Yep, even easier than that. With no fees or minimums and no overdraft fees, is it even a decision? That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com/bank for details. Capital One and a member FDIC.